All this month, we're discovering truth in Scripture that leads us to find refreshing, renewal, and rest. Last time I shared how we are refreshed when we spend time in God's Word. If you missed it, you can find it at lifeword.org. My question for you today on our adventure to find rest is this: do you follow the shepherd? A shepherd's primary responsibility is the safety and welfare of the flock. If the sheep choose not to follow the shepherd, they end up lost and in danger. In Isaiah 53:6, we read how we are all like sheep gone astray. Since the garden, we continue to believe the lie that our way is best. Our only saving grace is that of a loving shepherd. If you're following along and taking notes, here is our next practical way we can find refreshing, renewal, and rest. Write this down. Following the shepherd brings me rest. Psalm 23:1-3. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. King David had been a shepherd. He knew God cared for him the same way he had cared for his sheep. So what happens when I follow the shepherd? I lack nothing. Remember the garden? Adam and Eve had everything they needed. Trusting the Lord for everything in my life removes the burden from my heart. In that place, I find rest and know he holds all things, including me and what I need, in his hands. Following the shepherd means there are seasons I may need to be made to lie down in green pastures. The shepherd knows when I'm weary. He is good. He is attentive to my needs. He knows what's up ahead on the journey. So there are times I may need to lie down and find nourishment in green pastures for my body and soul. How often do we try to fill our spiritual bellies full of empty calories? The shepherd leads me to living waters and green pastures and often makes us lie down. This can be a season of waiting, unexpected times when you're physically weak and unable to do like you normally would do, or even seasons of not seeing the harvest you had hoped to see or the door you had hoped would open. We can lie down and rest, knowing God is in control. The shepherd leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Refreshing comes like a cool drink on a hot day for our soul when we allow the shepherd to lead us. We follow and find rest. This is only experienced when we surrender our life to Jesus. When you're on a journey, don't you rest more when you aren't the one in control of all the details? You don't have to drive or worry about directions, so you can lean your seat back, look out the window, and take in the scenery and rest. That's where true rest is found in this life. We don't have to have it all figured out. We simply trust and allow the shepherd to lead us and guide us, knowing where he leads is right and good for me. That's the truth. If your heart is weary and you're worn out from trying to go your own way, follow the shepherd. When you do, you will find rest. I'm Lori Klein.